This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1986.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There's all you need in Jesus. Won't you come?
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You're just in time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. And if you'll promise to stick around, we'll promise to fill these next few minutes with things that are interesting, fun, and above all, helpful to you. Has anyone ever said to you, "Hey, watch your attitude"? Well, a number of our songs today have to do with our attitude. And you know something? Our attitude today will affect us very much as we get older, and especially will affect what we'll do and be someday as grown-ups. Our story is called, What Shall I Be? And I know you'll want to stick around for that. Our cousins start off our songs about our attitudes and actions with a good chorus that tells us to work on your attitudes. Listen to these good words. And of course, if we realize that everything we do is for the Lord, that makes all the difference in the world. Listen to this old-time song called, We'll Do It All for Jesus.
Shaking mats and scrubbing floors, in the house and out of doors, washing, ironing, mending too. These are things that girls can do. Boys can be as handy too.
And now Jonathan comes right along with a scripture and song package that tells us it's nice to be nice.
Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you. Oh, it's nice to be nice when everybody likes you. Everybody cares, but when people wear a frown and try to get you down, that's the nicest time to be nice. Oh, it's good to be good with good things all around you. And 13. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not permit you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make the way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
Well, Lisa Sue, I do believe your song fits perfectly in this package about our attitude and our actions. Your song is all about doing our best.
I can do yes anything through Christ who strengthens me. Even climb a mountain when I'm 4 or even 3. I just have to put my heart and mind straight to the test. With Jesus as determination, I will do my best. Do my best. Through Christ who strengthens me. Break it down to step by step. It goes up 1, 2, 3. I just have to put my heart and mind straight to the test. With Jesus and determination, I will do my best. I can learn to tie my shoes through Christ who strengthens me. Tie a knot, then tie a bow, it's simple as can be. I just have to put my heart and mind straight to the test. With Jesus and determination, I will do my best. Do my best. Do my best. With Jesus as my strength, I'll do my best to do the rest. Do my best. Do my best. With Jesus as my strength, I'll do my best. He'll do the rest.
Although it is Becky's turn to sing today, she's given her turn to her little sister, Carrie, who is just 3 years old. Carrie's song and scripture also talk about our attitudes and our actions.
Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Happy hands can help each day.
With all these good songs and scriptures in mind, let's take time to talk to the Lord together, okay? Lord Jesus, already on today's program, we've had so many things that we can think about and work on. We think of the song by the Cousins, and we're reminded to work on our attitudes. Then we think of Jonathan's song that said, "It's nice to be nice. Help us to be nice to our brothers and sisters and our friends instead of nasty and hard to get along with." And as Lisa Sue reminded us, we need to do our best because we're doing it for your honor and glory. Lord, I pray just now for all of our listening friends. We pray that you'll bless those who are sick, help them to feel better. Those who have some real problems, I pray that you'll be with them, helping them to know that you love them and you care about them. We pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake.
Always take time to pray.
Of course, the best example we could have for the right attitudes, the right actions, is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And you know, when he comes, things change. Our delightful duetters, Pam and Aaron, have an old-time song called "Then Jesus Came."
One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were
clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and made his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. Passion lost and sin. Their broken hearts had left them sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and dwelt himself within. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away.
You're listening to the Children's Bible Hour, a program by and for boys and girls that has been on the air since 1942. One of the ministries that we feel is very important is to pray personally for our listening audience. And every week, our office staff gathers at least twice during the week to pray specifically for prayer requests sent in by our listeners. We pray for unsaved loved ones, for problems at school, for brothers and sisters who are having difficulty getting along. Why, we've even prayed for lost dogs and cats. We're glad to pray for you and your prayer request. And I invite you to write and share your prayer request with us so that we can remember you and your need in prayer. And, of course, we're here to help in any way we can as well. Perhaps you have a problem with which you'd like some help. We can't promise we can solve your problem, but we promise to try to give you an answer from the Word of God that will help you head in the right direction. So write to me this week. Share your prayer request. Share your problem. We'll be glad to help you all we can. And, of course, we invite you to pray for us as well as we send this broadcast all over the world. Our desire is to tell boys and girls of Jesus and His love all over the world. I'd like to hear from you this week, so I hope you'll write. Here's the address, Uncle Charlie, or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Well, before you know it, it will be time for our interesting and helpful story called What Shall I Be? Have you ever wondered what you'll be when you grow up, boys and girls? It's fun to think about, and it's also good to remember that the Lord Jesus wants to have an important part in your plans if you know Him as Lord and Savior. Just before the story, Darren has a good go-along-with-the-story song that says, "Whatever He wants for me, His will I must do."
Surrender to the perfect will of God. I dare not give Him less. Though He should lead my steps from here abroad, I want His will my life to bless. Whatever He wants for me, His will I must do.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Agnes Livesey, is entitled, What Shall I Be? On a warm, sunny day, Johnny was sitting by an open window reading a book. He was thoroughly enjoying the story and the breeze when his mother called.
Johnny? Yes?
I want you to run some errands for me.
Oh, Mom! Just when I'm in the most exciting part of the book.
Oh, what are you reading?
The story of Dwight Moody. Mom, wasn't he great? He was the greatest preacher ever.
Some think so. Others think Charles Haddon Spurgeon or Billy Graham might be. This is not including Jesus or his disciples, of course. But I agree that Moody was a great preacher.
Did you ever hear him preach, Mom?
Oh, no, Johnny. He died long before I was born. But I've heard a lot about him. Thousands of people came to hear him preach.
I think I'll be a preacher when I grow up. I like to preach to big crowds, too.
Well, wait a minute. First, you must be led of God. If he wants you to preach, fine. Next, you don't start out with big crowds. You start with one, two, maybe a half dozen people. The crowds may come and they may not. Some of the best preachers may never speak to 1,000. That isn't so important, but it's important to be doing what God wants you to do.
But, Mom, I think God would like it. He'd be glad I wanted to preach.
He will be glad that you are willing. But if he wants you to be a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, or a pilot, you need to be willing to be that, too. Wait and see, Johnny. As for now, I want you to go to the repair shop and pick up my shoes. And then I'd like you to stop at the bakery and grocery store. I have a list of things I need. Be sure to get everything.
Whew, that will take a long time. I'll see if Tony will go with me.
Fine. Here's the money. Don't lose it.
Hi, Tony. Glad your mom said you could go to the store with me.
Yeah, me too.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. What you've been doing all day? I was looking for you to come out and play.
I was reading a good book. Do you know what, Tony? I think I'm going to be a preacher when I grow up. Wouldn't that be great?
They don't make a lot of money, do they?
I don't know. I never thought about it. I don't care anyhow. I still want to preach. What are you going to be?
I'm going to be an astronaut.
Everybody wants to be an astronaut. It's great, but not like preaching to big crowds of people.
Huh. What about all the people who heard the astronaut read the Bible? And they prayed, too. I'll bet they had a bigger audience than any preacher ever had.
Well, maybe. Here's a shoe store. I've got to go in here. Come on.
Well, what can I do for you boys?
I came to get my mother's shoes.
What's the name, son?
Webster.
Oh, that's right. You're Johnny Webster. I thought you looked familiar. Well, right here they are on the shelf. Let's see. That'll be $4.75, Johnny.
What are all these brushes and things for, Mr. Sloan?
Oh, I use them to polish the shoes and to smooth the leather. See what a nice job they do?
Yeah. Mother's shoes really look nice now. Do you like to repair shoes, Mr. Sloan?
I sure do. I like to take an old pair of shoes and make them look good. I'm proud of my work. I have a pretty important job.
Do you think so?
Of course. It's important for people to have sturdy shoes. How are the soles of your shoes, boys?
Mine are good.
Mine need fixing. I'll tell my mother.
You do that. But tell me, how are the souls within you, boys?
What?
He means our souls ain't never die.
That's right. Have you asked Jesus to save your souls?
I have. I believe in Jesus.
Yeah, I'm a Christian, too.
Fine. I like to make sure that both shoe souls and living souls are cared for. Well, you come back again, boys.
We will. Thanks a lot.
Bye now.
How about that? He believes in Jesus, too. Would you like his job?
It's all right. Come on to the bakery with me.
Well, hello, Johnny. Hello, Tony. What would you boys like today?
My mother ordered a loaf of whole wheat bread and a dozen dinner rolls.
Oh, sure. Right here they are. I've got them ready for you.
This smells good in here. I bet you like working around all these good things.
I like it all right, Tony, but I don't eat much of it.
Why do you like to work here if you don't eat the food?
Oh, I like to take all the ingredients, the flour, the sugar, the salt, the eggs, the yeast, or the soda, mix them all together, make something nice to see and good to eat, like the bread and the cookies and the cakes you see here. In a way, it sort of reminds me of life.
Life?
Mm-hmm.
How does it remind you of life?
Well, son, flour, shortening, raw eggs, salt, they don't taste good alone. But put them together with maybe some milk and sugar, and you have something that's really good. Now, life isn't all sugar either. It isn't made up of all pleasant experiences. Sometimes difficult things come into our lives. But all things work together for good to those who love God. Do you boys love Jesus?
Sure we do, don't we, Johnny?
You bet. Well, here's the money, Mr. Benson. And thanks for that lesson. I'll always remember it.
Good. Goodbye now, boys. Come back again.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
Did you ever taste flour, Johnny?
Yes, and vanilla, too. Yuck! But they taste good in cakes and pies, don't they?
They sure do. I guess they're like homework and chores and things you don't like.
Yeah, like measles and mumps. Well, here's the grocery store. I have to get some milk and fruit. Hi, Mr. Riley.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Tony. Nice day, isn't it? What can I do for you boys?
I need a half gallon of milk, a dozen oranges, and a bag of apples.
That sounds like good eating. Do you drink all that milk?
Most of it. I like it. Do you like to sell groceries, Mr. Riley?
Oh, yes, it's good work. Very interesting.
What do you like about it?
I think what I like best is watching the foods come in their season. You know, we have a season for corn and tomatoes, a season for peaches and pears. Cranberries come in the fall and strawberries in early summer. I always remember God's promise to Noah, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. You know, no matter what happens on earth or in space, you can depend on that promise. It's good to know this, boys. Well, let me get your groceries for you.
We're learning a lot today, aren't we, Johnny? Hey, look, there's Officer Pete. Let's talk to him. Are you through with your errands?
Yeah, we can talk to him a minute. Hi, Officer Pete. What happened to your eye?
Oh, I got roughed up a little yesterday while arresting a man.
Do you like to put people in jail?
No, but when they break the law, I like to put them where they can't harm the good citizens. You know, the Bible says we should obey the laws for the Lord's sake. God wants evildoers punished and the good praised. Now remember that when you're tempted to break the law.
We will, Officer Pete.
I didn't know that that was in the Bible, but I'll remember it. Thanks for telling us. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Johnny. Did you get everything?
Yes, Mom. The shoes from Mr. Sloan, the bread and rolls from the baker, milk and fruit from Mr. Riley, and we stopped and talked to Officer Pete.
That was nice. What did he have to say?
He said the Bible says we should obey the laws of our country. And Mr. Riley said God promised there would always be day and night and four seasons. The baker said that everything in life works for our good if we love God. And Mr. Sloan said that it's not just our shoe soles that need care, but our living souls need care too.
Well, you and Tony certainly had an interesting time, Johnny.
We did, Mom. And do you know what I learned? I learned that if God wants me to be a baker or a grocer, a policeman, or anything else, I can still be a preacher. All those men did a good job of preaching today.
Only to be what He wants me to be, every moment of every day.
When I was a boy, and that was quite a while ago, the boys used to jump rope as well as the girls. Today, it seems the girls are the ones who do the jumping. Anyway, when we jumped, we would often quote a little rhyme, and one that I remember was something to do with doctor, lawyer, merchant, chief. I was thinking about that when we had today's story. It's great to know that no matter what kind of work we go into, we can do it for the glory of God. Listen to what Colossians chapter 3, verses 17 and 23 have to say. Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Verse 23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Of course, before you can do what the Lord Jesus wants you to do, you need to belong to Him. Have you trusted Jesus as personal Savior? Have you invited Him into your heart and life? If not, I hope you'll do it today. Then you'll be able to say, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? Well, time's up for today's visit. I'd like to hear from you this week. If you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, be sure to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now.